This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Global consensus has been reached to pursue a UN-led accord to prevent future pandemics, the World Health Organization, WHO, said on Wednesday. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, WHO Director General, hailed the decision taken by the World Health Assembly for better pandemic prevention, preparedness and response. The move is historic in nature and vital in its mission, he said, as it offered a once-in-a-generation opportunity to strengthen global health architecture to protect and promote people's well-being everywhere. The development comes as the WHO updated travel advice related to the new COVID-19 Omicron variant late on Tuesday. The new recommendation states that people who have not been fully vaccinated or have not had coronavirus should be advised to postpone travel to areas with community transmission of Omicron. This includes people 60 years of age or older, or those with conditions that present increased risk of severe COVID-19, such as heart disease, cancer, and diabetes. The World Health Assembly decision on a pandemic treaty will be taken up by an intergovernmental negotiating body whose first meeting will be in March next year. 2.9 billion people have never used the internet, and 96% live in developing countries, a new UN report has found. According to the International Telecommunication Union, the estimated number of people who have gone online this year actually rose to 4.9 billion, partially because of a COVID connectivity boost. This is good news for global development, but ITU said that people's ability to connect remains profoundly unequal, as many hundreds of millions might only go online infrequently using shared devices or facing connection speeds that hamper their internet use. Speaking in Geneva, here's ITU's Doreen Bogdan-Martin.
The internet divide runs deep between developed and developing countries. Only a third of the population in Africa is using the internet. In Europe, the share is almost 90%, which is a gap between those two regions of almost 60 percentage points. And there is what the UN Secretary General has called in his common agenda, a Grand Canyon, a connectivity Grand Canyon.
The UN agency's report found that the number of users globally grew by more than 10% in the first year of the COVID crisis, which was the largest annual increase in a decade. But it pointed out that growth has been uneven. Internet access is often unaffordable in poorer nations, and almost three-quarters of people have never been online in the 46 least developed countries. Poverty, illiteracy, limited electricity access, and a lack of digital skills continue to hinder digitally excluded communities, ITU noted. Women and children are at high risk of being pushed into contemporary forms of slavery, UN-appointed independent rights experts said on Wednesday. In an alert to coincide with the International Day for the Abolition of Slavery on the 2nd of December, they warn that global challenges such as COVID-19, climate change and armed conflict have amplified existing vulnerabilities. According to the experts, children may be working longer hours or under worsening conditions as a result of the economic recession and school closures caused by the pandemic. They also said that many others may have been forced into the worst forms of child labour owing to job and income losses among their families. This includes the forced recruitment of youngsters into armed and criminal groups, which has continued in emergency and non-emergency settings. Women and girls are also subjected to child and forced marriage, domestic servitude, forced labour and debt bondage. To remedy the situation, the experts urge states to tackle inequality and discrimination and protect the most vulnerable in society. Safe migration pathways should be established, they said, along with easier access to decent work and more cooperation with the business sector, civil society, organisations and trade unions. Katie Dartford, UN News.